Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's a little overcast, kind of windy, kind of breezy. It does feel almost like we could have a little rain rolling through, and it's probably because we could have a little rain rolling through. But after that, man, it's just clear and should be rather pleasant, rather warm. We got a lot of stuff we'll be dealing with this afternoon. It is Friday Eve, so of course, Brian Maloney, media equalizer, is going to be here at 3:35, kind of analyze where we are politically. It's the one part of the world where it's pure politics. That's what Brian does better than anybody else. We got Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He is the man behind so much effective tactical training developed for the Bureau throughout the years. Now, he's in charge of education and training over at Delta Defense, which is the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you know what? Before I move on, let me just say that as a result of Rob and as a result of the United States Concealed Carry Association, we now have additional gifts for our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honorees. Yeah, they sent a couple of cases of really very, very nice range bags that we'll be able to use probably for the next year. They sent quite a few. Oh, and Tony Pham. Tony, of course, formerly headed up ICE for President Trump. He is now a senior fellow at the America First Policy Institute and just a brilliant guy. I'm trying to figure out exactly what there is left for President Trump to do on the border issue. Does everything now turn towards sort of the interior? Well, anyway, we'll chat with Tony. We'll do that at 5:35, 4:20 this afternoon. We've got a family four-pack of tickets for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. They are rolling it up, man. The diamond is almost a thing of the past, and you'll have the chance to get a family four-pack of tickets for one of the final games to ever be played at the Diamond. Has anybody figured out what happened with Todd Gilbert? Like, I just don't know. Todd Gilbert, of course, longtime member of the House of Delegates, had been the Speaker of the House of Delegates. He resigned from the House of Delegates, what, a month or two ago, something like that. He was nominated to be the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Virginia. For the last month, he had been the interim U.S. Attorney, the acting U.S. Attorney. And yesterday, apparently at 5 p.m., he resigned. And nobody seems to know what the heck is going on. I have no idea. I saw something he put out on X. It was a scene from Anchorman, like where Ron Burgundy gets into a dust-up with a whole bunch of other news crews. What did he say? Wow, this has escalated quickly or something like that. And then somebody did reach out to him on X as a result of that and said, hey, is everything okay or what's going on? He said, oh, yeah, everything's fine. But I don't know. Maybe somebody a little bit closer to Todd can give us some insights, try and figure out exactly what's going on. And I don't know if this means he's no longer nominated for U.S. attorney. My understanding was he simply had resigned from the interim position, but that President Trump still has his nomination out there in front of the U.S. Senate. So I just don't know. It was really, really a shocking situation. Very, very bizarre. If you do have any insight or you have some thoughts, you can always hit me up. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Great time today in jail. Yeah, it was one of those days. This was the first day of class for our latest cohort at the Pamunkey Regional Jail. And I am so happy to report we now have a waiting list for inmates to participate in the Inside Out Dad program. About a year ago, we started this. And I had been angling for it for quite a while. Chris Beach, and you know Chris, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, just Chris is like 10 of the best guys that I know. I mean, he's an amazing human being. And the Inside Out Dad program had been offered in some area lockups as well as Department of Corrections facilities. And I said to Chris, you know, I got Pamunkey Regional Jail relatively close. We need somebody there. And he said, yeah, I agree. And I kept annoying him and harassing him and angering him and poking him. Anyway, we finally got it done. And I am very humbled to say that I am the lead instructor for that program at Pamunkey. And this is the third class that we're getting underway with a waiting list. So hopefully it makes a difference for some of the guys who are locked up. And to me, it's always an eye-opening experience. I think this is one of the reasons that Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and I are such good friends. You know, we both come from a law enforcement background, police background. Carl did it far more effectively and efficiently and as a career than I did. I, you know, spent a couple of minutes 1,000 years ago as a cop in a galaxy far, far away. Carl devoted his life to it. He's a career guy. But we both figured something out, that the people you're locking up are getting out. Right? Most of the people, 98-99% of the folks who are incarcerated are going to be released. So do you want them released with no skills whatsoever, no training, no tools to become productive members of society? Or is it worth a little bit of effort, a little bit of time, a little bit of an investment to help those people get off of whatever the substance is, right? I don't care whether it is weed or alcohol or prescription pain medication, whatever it is, to get them off of that and also give them maybe some insight into the stuff they've been screwing up, right? Nobody goes to jail because they're having a great day. A lot of the guys in jail, a lot of the people in jail are there because they made a terrible, terrible decision. Doesn't necessarily mean that they are terrible human beings, but they did make a terrible decision. So if you can give them some sort of skill to deal with some of those issues, when they get out, instead of being the guy breaking into your house and stealing your stuff, they can be the guy living next to you, owning a house, mowing the lawn, paying their taxes, and bringing the trash cans up when the trash has been collected. That's a better way to go, don't you think? Sure is. So that's why I do this. And hopefully we're having some degree of effectiveness. If you're interested in volunteering, I'm always amazed by people who don't volunteer. Now, I'm not telling you that you should quit your day job and then go volunteer. And I'm not telling you what to do with your time. However, if you do find that you've got a couple of moments here or a couple of moments there, and you are not volunteering in some way, I think you're missing a lot. I really do. I always tell these guys in my class that I get a lot out of the class. I always feel that way. Heidi knows. Heidi knows that she knows when I'm going to jail, right? Thursdays, I'm always happy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I get a lot out of it. And it wouldn't be possible, I should point this out as well for the record, would not be possible without the support of the staff at Pamunkey Regional Jail. It's the only reason we can have that program there. It's the only reason we have any programs. They are some of the finest professionals you're ever going to meet, and they are determined as best as possible to make sure that whoever is staying with them now doesn't become a repeat customer. And that is a good thing. All right, lots of stuff we've got to deal with. As I mentioned to you, the James River Air text line is available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I missed Jim Gilmore this morning. Was he telling us we need to send another couple of $1 billion to Ukraine? I missed it. And in all candor, after he referred to all of the American dollars we had said, well, what did he call it, German? Because I don't think we can. Was it chicken? Wasn't chicken salad? Wasn't fried chicken? Chicken fingers? No. Chicken wings? I don't know. It was something to do with chicken, right? Does anybody remember? Because he just dismissed it and poo-pooed it. I remember that. And despite what some people think, I don't dislike Jim Gilmore. I just think when you look at my money that you're giving to the Ukrainian cause and you can't explain what this Ukrainian cause is. And as Biden did, I mean, he disarmed the American military to arm and equip Ukraine. So I don't quite understand it. But if you heard this morning, then let me know. And I will go back, I promise you, to newsradiowrva.com and take a listen to it. 804 says, Jeff, I thought Gilmore called it chump change. No. He had a much more colorful description, as I recall. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.